Stan White is on a small section of railroad track alongside chattering birds and nearby traffic in Katy's Kentucky. The track emerges from an overgrown bush and continues until it meets a grass-covered berm. The only thing situated on the track is a single locomotive, looking off into the distance as if it's about to depart. This small 40-foot piece of track holds special significance for Stan.
This is the midpoint of the Katy's Railroad. It ran from Katy's to Gracie. It was 10 miles. And this is one of the last three locomotives the railroad owned. When it was abandoned, they had three.
Stan's grandfather had the railroad built in 1902 to make a link between Katy's and the IC, or Illinois Central. His grandfather was president of the company until his death in 1925. Stan says the line was part of the lifeblood of Trigg County.
And our big business was passengers. In 20 or 21 was our biggest passenger year, and they had over 20,000 passengers.
Stan would eventually become president himself and serve in that capacity until he retired in 1985. And while he was not alive when the track was being laid, he remembers hearing his grandfather recount a time when rail was sorely needed.
The reason the railroad was built was tobacco. Originally, tobacco was hauled to Canton and put on riverboat. Then the railroad was built through Gracie, but that was an all-day job taking a load of tobacco to Canton on a mud road that's sometimes almost impassable in the winter.
In order to build the railroad, Stan's grandfather needed hardy men who were willing to do the backbreaking work of laying the track in western Kentucky. And while there wasn't much in the way of mechanical aid, workers weren't in short supply.
Well, it took a lot of labor. Of course, labor was cheap then.
Once a general route had been selected, surveyors would come and mark the best place for the track to lay. They would do their best to stick to level ground, but often that was impossible.
They talk about all the curves in the railroad. Well, they didn't have equipment to make big cuts and fills. They went around a hill or followed a creek and meandered.
Brute force was the only mechanical advantage these men had aside of animals.
The railroad was built with mules pulling a pond scraper. Big scoop. And a mule pulled it, and they'd scoop up dirt and dig it in the ground and pull, and then they'd take it and dump it and make fills or cuts.
The act of placing track was backbreaking. Once materials were shipped to the work site, men were tasked with moving the ungainly wooden cross ties and metal track into place. Often the task of moving the cross ties fell to one man, dragging them along the ground with metal tongs. Others would be tasked with carrying the metal rails and setting them into place. Still others would lift, bend, and otherwise manipulate previously joined track so that workers could level the ties. Each task was difficult and carried with it a laundry list of potential injury. To the men, an easy day was one in which massive, pre-assembled sections of track would make their way to the work site. Former train engineer John Maxfield says it wasn't all that easy.
And so you'd get a dozen guys on each side, and you'd pick up this section of track that weighed probably a ton. In unison, and off you'd go.
Once set, the workers would drive the railroad stakes into the cross ties, locking the track into place. This was called spiking the track. Passersby who witnessed these men noticed the rhythm arising from the worksite, and soon a nickname was born. Bob Johnston, with the Paducah chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, explains.
Dandy dancers is what they called the people who worked on the railroad tracks because they were kind of dancing. They had a rhythm, the way they swung that hammer and spiked those rails.
John Maxfield says Gandy dancers use the rhythm inherent in their work to keep crews focused on the task at hand.
The leader of the track gang was kind of like the army, you know, hup, two, three, four, but you'd have sort of a marching song or something, and you'd kind of dance along doing your job.
Amidst the oppressive heat, searing cold, and immense number of dangers, Gandy dancers would lay an oppressive amount of track in one day. A famed crew in 1869 was praised for their effort of laying 10 miles of track in a single 12-hour period. Constructing the track for the railroad wasn't the end of manual labor. Locomotive traffic, environmental factors, and the occasional derailment helped to create a need for constant maintenance. This brought about a need for section teams. These were groups of men headed by a foreman who would be responsible for a set length of track, usually 10 to 15 miles. These teams would then manage the upkeep of these stretches of track. Katy's Railroad employed at least 10 men for this task who would work daily to keep the short, 10-mile track in working order. For WKMS, I'm Drew Adams.